has helped us this week, but we feel like that the Lord gave us a thought. He gave us a burden, and I desire your prayers that the Lord will help us out here this afternoon. I'd like to turn to Philippians, the third chapter of Philippians, and we want to get a thought here how the Lord is able to help us out here today. You know, I appreciate the blessings of the Lord. I appreciate how the Lord has helped us in many, many ways. You know, what a mighty God we serve. Philippians, the third chapter, and we're going to start at the 10th verse. At 10th verse is our thought this afternoon. So you pray for us. It said here, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. I thought about this scripture. It said that I may know him. A lot of people, I thought about in the world, they say, well, I believe in Jesus. But they don't really have the experience that they really need to live out a holy life. And I thought about when I was a young boy, I believed in Jesus, but I wasn't saved. And I thought about how that we have to know Jesus spiritually. Not naturally, but spiritually. We must know Jesus spiritually. And I thought about, it said here that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. The power. Brother, you know what? Jesus has all power. He has all power. You know that I thought about how that there's nothing too hard that Jesus can do and help us, that we might manifest a Christian life right here in this world, that I might know him and the resurrection, the power. Brother, Jesus had power. I thought about this week while we was here, while we was suffering, but Jesus brought us through. He's my healer. He's my helper. He's everything to me. And all we have to do is to believe. You know, the scripture says, believe on the Lord Jesus. It said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. We must believe. Faith is believing. And I thought about how that you can read in your Bible, Jesus healed many, many souls. Jesus, he delivered all kind of afflictions. Lord, help us today that we can really see His power. That we can see the how that He can change a man's life. You know, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? I thought about myself. I was in, you know, I was in deep sin. But Jesus, the power of Christ, the power of Christ, He changed my life. I couldn't, you know, I was, I tried my best to live according to the Bible. I couldn't do it. You know, the flesh is weak. It cannot do this. But I thought about how that it took the power of Christ to change a man and to change a woman to the right way. I want to turn to Matthew, the 28th chapter. I desire your prayers. I have a burden. You know, it seemed to me like that a lot of people cannot really comprehend, the power that Jesus has. The power that He could deliver anything. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. But in the 28th chapter of Matthew and the 18th verse, Lord, help us today that we will really realize and really see and really know right in our hearts that He is able to help us. He is able to deliver us. He's able to give us this peace and this satisfaction and this contentment. He's able to do it. He's got that much power. It said here in the 28th chapter and the 18th verse, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying," He says, "all power." Now just think about that. "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." It says earth. Lord, help us. The natural body, He is able to help us to live according to the plan of God. It's a wonderful thing to really have this real power. You know, it's not, you know, we can come to the altar and then we can pray. But if we don't really believe, that He is able to change our lives, our way of doing, if we don't really believe that, brother, we're not going to get genuine salvation. I thought about there's lots of people. I've seen people come and I've seen people go. But I thought about how that the ministers, I've watched the ministers that were settled, that was established, that really had a real vision of Christ and His resurrection. And they stood. Why? Why did they stand? Because they had a real vision of Jesus coming into our lives and raising us up. Lord, help us today. We really need, I want to turn to 1 Corinthians. Lord, help us this morning, this afternoon. But I thought about this scripture here. It said the 6th chapter and the 14th verse. It said here, and God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us. That's you and I. He is able to raise us up. He's able to give us a change of life. He's able to make us a new creature. Old things, the old life, the old experience, the old way of doing has changed. You know, I like that word change. Changing our life. And I want to say that if we are really changed, I mean really changed, the world can see it. I believe that. And they may not get saved, but they recognize that you have something within, not without, but within. And I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us. He is able to raise us up. No matter how deep in sin, no matter how we love the world, no matter how it seems like it's but Jesus is able to give us the victory. And I thought about, you know, a lot of people is fearful. Fearful. That's right. You know what the Bible says? Real, genuine salvation will cast out fear. Yes. Well, you know, that's what the Bible says, doesn't it?
Perfect love casts out fear.
Yes. Love for the truth. It'll cast out fear. That's right. Lord, help us today. It also says that fear hath torment. That's right. Lord, help us today. We don't want to be in torment. I mean, here on the earth. But we want to have that perfect peace. That perfect peace that passes all understanding. Perfect peace. No fear. You know, I remember there was 5 tornadoes went over Nowater, a little city of Nowater. And I went out on the porch. And I was watching them. I was watching them going over. They didn't shut down in no water. Well, they did. I think they said it was about 5 or 6 miles west that it went, came down and destroyed quite a bit of things. It went back up, And it went over no water. And about 6 or 8 miles that way, it went down again. Well, they had a cellar there in the next door, and our neighbor, they said, "You ought to get down in that cellar." You know what I told her? I said, "Jesus is my protection. Jesus is the one that's going to care for me. Jesus is the one that's going to, I'm not afraid." The Lord is able to put a shield or whatever around us to protect us. That's right. I had many afflictions, but the Lord delivered me. I was looking, I was looking to Him. You know, the Bible says, look unto Jesus. Jesus can help us. As I read, He has all power. All power. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. He calmed the sea. He healed the lepers. He healed the blind. Opened up their eyes. It was Jesus. That I might know Him. I want to know Jesus. Really know, not by name, but I want to know the power. I want to know the wisdom and the understanding that He has for us. Lord, help us today. Do we really know what Jesus it really is? I want to turn to Colossians. Lord, help us today. The second chapter of Colossians. You know, I appreciate Jesus. I appreciate how that He has healed our bodies. I don't know how many times. I've put my trust and I put my confidence in Jesus. When I need help, I call on Him. Jesus, I need You. I need Your help. I need Your power. And the Lord never has failed us. Never has. And I've had some good, my wife can bring some good, well, I don't know if you say good affliction, but, but, what's that?
Some bad
affliction. Had a lot of afflictions. But the Lord, He was right there to deliver me of every affliction. You know, the devil, he'll come in. You know, the scripture said that devil come in like a flood. But what did the Bible say? The Spirit of the Lord. It said the Spirit. It didn't say the natural. It said the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. You know, I'm glad he's got power over the devil. Aren't you? You know, I can lean on his breath. I thought about, who was it? Was it John? John was leaning on his breast. He loved Jesus, didn't he? And you know, they said that they put him in a pot of oil. I believe that's the way history said. But he came out. He came out alive. Why? It was the power of Jesus. Jesus, no doubt, insulated him from the oil, the hot oil. You know he can do that? What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. You know, we don't need to fear. All we need to do is trust. Trust in him. Hold on to him. Believe in him. Stand on the promises of God. Brother, the promise of God will stand. It will not fail. The promises of God. And I think, it was said that D.S. Warner, one of the older pioneer ministers, and said, how did he say he could swing over hell? Have men willing to do that? Have men is willing to do that? Swing over hell. You know, that's good faith, isn't it? Lord, help us today. I appreciate the Lord. It said here in the Colossians, the second chapter of Colossians, and the 13th verse, and ye being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened. What does that mean? Made alive. Brother, we are a living soul. The Lord has delivered us from a power of darkness and has translated us. In other words, changing our lives. Translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. That's the power that He has. That's the victory. And you know, you and I today, if we can get it in our minds and get it in our hearts, the power of His resurrection, to realize that He is able. And if we, in their scripture said something about if we have faith and doubt not, have faith. Believe in Jesus. He's been my helper. He has been my helper all the time. I got saved and in 1961, how many years? That's quite a while, isn't it?
About 49 years.
How much?
49 years.
49? Oh, you know the devil? You know what he told me when I first got saved? Well, you're not going to last 3 or 4 years. But I've lasted 49 years trusting God, believing in God, living a life, not boasting in myself, but it's in the power. I'm boasting in the power of Christ. Amen. Power of Christ. Oh, you know, I cannot fail him. I know a lot of people, they leaving the Lord. Don't leave the Lord. He's our best friend. If we can really comprehend the power that Jesus has, I don't really think that people really understand. When I was a boy, and I've told this before, but my grandmother, she'd teach us this, I didn't really understand the real power. I didn't really know that Jesus could change our lives. I was a naughty boy. But changed my life, Brother Philip. Isn't that a wonderful thing? He can change our lives. And I thought about, you know, in the times that we're living in today, I guess there's a lot of dope that's going around. And people, it just sort of abound. You know, they get bound under this drugs. And a lot of people kill themselves. They don't know how to cope with these things. But if they would only turn to the Lord. I remember one time I was talking to a man. He was an alcoholic. And I told him he was going to this you know, this place where they try to, you know, help you out. And he was going to that. And I told him, I said, do you know that Jesus can heal you and touch you where you would be normal? He said, well, I guess I better go to this place where they was, you know, teaching him. And I thought to myself, man can't do nothing. You know, they might instruct you and all these things. And he said he went there about 3 or 4 months. And seemed like he didn't get anything. These instructions didn't help him any. But he would not turn to Jesus. That was his hope. That was his, you know, if he would have fell down and called upon God and said, Jesus, help me, deliver me from this alcoholic, deliver me from all of these things. You know, he's a merciful Christ. Jesus is a merciful Christ. And he is willing. Christ is willing to help us. Christ is willing to give us victory over everything that's natural. He's able to do that. It said, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. All trespasses? Does that mean complete? I heard an individual say that they didn't really have all the Holy Spirit. I've always thought that when you got the Holy Spirit, you got all of it. Isn't that right? And He's the one that's able to give us the power. He's the one that's able to give us the victory and the peace. Whatever we need. He'll satisfy the longing soul. He'll satisfy. I was miserable before I got saved. But you know, when Jesus saved me, brother, I was satisfied. I was really satisfied. I thought to myself, if I'd have known this, well, I would have got saved sooner. You know, it was a blessing. It seemed like the power of God just started from the top of my head and just went right through my body. And I was changed. When I got saved, you know, my mother, she was a Methodist. And I came in that door. I still can't ever figure that out. I came in that door. She said, there's something happened to you. How'd she know that? Was it the expression? Or what was it? Like I said, I couldn't, I still don't understand. But I thought about how the real, genuine deliverance from sin would change a man. You don't love the world. That's right. You don't love the things of the world. That's right. Lord, help us today.
Amen. Love the world, the love of the Father, not in Him.
That's a thank you. Yes, sir. You know, I want to be in the Lord, don't you? I want to be close to the Lord, don't you? Oh, may God help us today. God is a wonderful God. Christ is a wonderful Christ. The Holy Spirit will give us power. There's nothing too hard for the Holy Spirit. He can give you power over yourself, power over the world, power over everything that's wrong. That's wonderful, isn't it? Lord, help us today. That's genuine. You know, when I got saved, all the world, I had a lot of records, rock and roll records. You know what I did with them? And I loved them. I mean, you know, when I was in sin, that was my sort of living. But I took them out in the trash and burned them. Done away with them. Lord, help us today. Didn't have no desire for them. Had short sleeve shirts. I burned them up. I guess I should have took them to the Goodwill. But I wanted to get rid of everything that will hinder me from really getting the victory over the devil and over the world and over the flesh. Lord, help us today. It said, 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. Lord, help us today. We've got a wonderful salvation. We've got a wonderful Savior that we can lean on. We don't have to fear. We don't have to worry. Well, someone said worrying is not trusting. Well, Lord, help us today. The Scripture says, casting all your cares. It says, all your cares on Him, on Jesus, because He cares for us. You know, I thought about the Scripture said, God so loved the world. You know, He proved it. He proved that He loved every soul. Because He died. He was humiliated. He was spit upon. He drove nails in His hands and in His feet. That wasn't pleasant. He did it for you and I. He said He could call 12 legion of angels to get out of this. But that wouldn't help us. That's right. It wouldn't help us. But when He died on the cross and suffered that real severe death and gave up the ghost, He did it for you and I, that we might have power over the world, have power over the flesh, have power over sinful things. He did it for us. Lord, help us. Why? Can't we love Him? The world has nothing for us. Has nothing for us. The carnal things of this world will destroy our souls. It will lead us the downward road of sin. Heal our bodies many times. Heal our children many times. Heal my wife many times. That's the power of Christ. That's the power of the resurrection. You know, oh Lord, help us today. It seemed to me like that people really can't really comprehend the power of Christ. Seems like, I don't know, it just, you know, the natural, how's the Scripture saying, the natural things receiveth the things of the world. But they cannot really comprehend the power of Christ, a spiritual power, inward power, that can cause us to live holy. You know, this is a holy way. How do we see holiness? Does it mean purity? How do we see it? Is it all pure? You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, we're going to have to, grow in grace. Well, this is how that we can grow in grace. Is to get saved and get sanctified and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide and direct our lives. That's the only way that we can live holy and righteous. We need a guidance. Someone, as we go out in this world, He'll keep us from snares. He'll keep us from traps. Oh, Lord, help us today. I want to turn to Matthew, the ninth chapter of Matthew. Oh, Lord, we really have a burden. We're concerned that how we can see. You know, this is a plain way. This is a holy way. This is the righteous way. But 9th chapter of Matthew and the 6th verse, it said, but that ye may know, that I might know him. But that ye may know that the Son of Man, that's Jesus, hath power. Jesus has power. He has power over everything. It says, know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. And to help us. This is not in the scriptures, but it'll help us to realize, it'll help us to realize that we have a change of heart. We don't look at things like we used to look at them. You know, before I got saved, I didn't really see things like I see it today. In the scripture said that the God of this world has blinded the minds. Lord, help us today. Have blinded the minds. Brother, we don't need our minds blinded. We need spiritual alert. That's right. We need our minds keen. Lord, help us. I appreciate the Lord. But he said, but that ye, that's you and I, may know that the Son of Man hath power. He wants us to know this. I want to turn to John, the 17th chapter of John. Lord, help us today. 17th chapter of John and the second verse. I got Luke. Lord, help us. Chapter of John and the second verse. It says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh. Lord, help us today. Can we really put our whole life and everything right in his hand? He's got power. It says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee. He was talking about the Father. That I might know him. Lord, help us today. It said, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Lord, help us today. It looks to me that it would be easy to just cast all our cares upon him. Don't worry about nothing. Just cast our cares. Lord, here's my body. Here's everything. I'm giving you the right to control my body. I'm giving you permission to just take this, I had to get to that place. And you know, when I got to that place, then the Lord started trying me. I'm going to see if he means this. But I'll be with him. You know, I'm gonna send some things to his way, but I'm gonna stand by him. I'm gonna be right there. Lord, help us today. You know, if we really, I want to turn to 1 Thessalonians. Lord, help us today. First Thessalonians 1:5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. It just didn't come just by the word. But it said, but also in power. And in the Holy Ghost. And in much assurance. As you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Lord, help us today. The Lord wants us to really know. You might say, we know. But do we really know? Right down in our hearts. Can we really see the spiritual things of life? Can we see this? Can we comprehend this? It said the Spirit is willing. But it said the flesh or the carnal mind, it's weak. We need the Holy Spirit. We need Christ's Spirit dwelling in us. But do we really know the power that Jesus has? When I was having this problem here this week, I don't know if everyone knows about it or not. And my wife, she's a saved woman. But she said, I fear. Brother, don't fear. Just cast all these things. And I wasn't worried about myself. Lord, help us today. I said, Lord, your will be done in my life. I'm not going to draw back. No matter how fierce it looks, and people that saw it, they said that was pretty serious. I didn't worry about it. Really, I didn't. Long time ago, right after I got saved, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you can have me all. I'm not a holding nothing back. I want you to just make me what you want me to do. And I still believe that. Over in Romans, the first chapter of Romans and the 16th verse, it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Are we ashamed? I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God. Lord, help us today. Unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I pray today, I pray these few thoughts will help us. Don't fear. Trust. Don't be afraid. What did Jesus tell his disciples? O ye of little faith. O ye of little faith. But I'm glad that they got the faith. They went through some things. And with victory. We can go through things with victory. I thought about Thomas. He said, unless I put my hand in his side, he said, I will not believe. I'm glad Thomas changed his mind. You know, Jesus, he came to Thomas. He knew what Thomas said. He wasn't there. He knew what Thomas said. You know, that's a merciful Christ. He went right directly to Thomas. He wanted to help him. You know, Jesus wants to help us. He came to Thomas. What did he say? Thomas, reach hither your hand. Take the hand. Put it in my side. And what else did he say? Be not faithless. What's faithless? Don't have much faith? Is that what that means?
Don't have any faith.
What?
You don't have any faith.
Well, it looks to me like that everybody ought to have a little faith. But he said, be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas melted down. My Lord. Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad Thomas melted down. He said, my Lord and my God. He saw Jesus. But he said, what did he say? Thomas, because you see, you saw it. Right there you saw it. But then what did he say? He said, blessed. Do we want to be blessed? Blessed are they that don't see, or something to that effect, but yet believe. We didn't see Jesus. None of us. We didn't see the nails in his feet and spear in his side. We didn't see that. But I believed. Blessed. That they might know me. That they might know me. And the power of my resurrection. I pray the Lord to help us out today. We feel like the Lord gave us this thought today. I want to give it out because I believe that it is really necessary for us to really know Jesus. Not just, I've heard people say, well, I know Jesus, but they was out in sin. This wasn't talking about this, that. It was talking about, do we see the real power? The real power. Of His resurrection. You pray for me. Amen.